All righty, Vikings game plan continues, nearing the conclusion, and the Vikings take on the Detroit Lions today, each team in search of three consecutive wins. Let's address the Verizon winning formula with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Last time the Vikings played the Detroit Lions, as we mentioned earlier with Ben Lieber, and also with head coach Mike Zimmer, Teddy Bridgewater was sacked 8 times. Now, obviously, that will have to improve against a Lions defense that is very tough. What's our winning formula offensively against their defense?
I think we have to block well. And I know that sounds very simplistic, but a lot of times football is a simple game. You have to block and you have to tackle, you have to catch, you have to run. And for the Vikings offense, they have to block well. And that's running the ball, but it's also in the passing game. In the passing game, you have to block Ziggy Ansah, an explosive defensive end who comes off the edge as well as anyone in the NFL right now. He's been almost unblockable the last couple of games. Had, I believe, 2.5 sacks against the Vikings in the first contest in week 6 this week. So you got to block him in the passing game. And then in the running game, you got to take care of the middle of that line's defense, which features, of course, Ndamukong Suh. We're banged up on the interior. John Sullivan is healthy at center,
yep,
but we're playing with 2 backups at offensive guard. So we're going to have to communicate well and be tough and physical up front and block well so that we can drive the ball down the field.
Now with the Vikings defense against what can be a high-powered Lions offense, not every game, but some games, as we saw with Ben Lieber when we were in the film room earlier, you got Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate in the slot. You can play the high-low game with Reggie Bush and Joik Bell. In sneaky fashion, this is a tough offense.
Assignment football on defense is the key. Mike Zimmer, head coach, and defensive coordinator George Edwards are going to have very specific assignments for players when it comes to playing this Lions offense.
Yep.
And I think Ben Lieber may have been onto something. So let's say, for instance, against Calvin Johnson, when you're in the middle of the field, it's have the proper leverage so he doesn't beat you on the inside. When you get into the red zone, have the proper leverage so he doesn't beat you on the outside. When it comes to Joik Bell, make sure you're watching him coming out of the backfield. Those types of things, we have to be sound in our assignments. Guys cannot be out of their gaps. Guys cannot miss and blow coverages as we've done in the past few games, because if you do that against this explosive Lions offense, the game's over.
All right, special teams, Verizon winning formula, special teams.
Find the hidden yardage, and what I mean by that is the punt return game and the kickoff return game, both us returning it but also us covering. An interesting fact about this game, Paul, both teams have top 10 returners in kickoff return and punt return. The Vikings have a top 10 kickoff coverage unit, and the Lions have a top 10 net punting unit. So very sound return teams, both in coverage and in returning the ball in this matchup. There's a lot of hidden yardage there. This is a division game. It's probably going to be close. In close games, field position matters, and those return groups are going to play a big role.